Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 13th to the 15th, 2016 at the Doubletree Inn in Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming in New England at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.
Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Wargaming Recon is the only member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network to discuss both historical and New England gaming. This is episode 150, the very first episode of the 2016 podcast season, Wargaming Recon in 2016. So if you are taking this time to be a new listener to the show, this is your first time to listen to us, I want to welcome you to the show, and I hope that you're going to enjoy this episode. In it, I will be kind of laying out, giving a roadmap, as it were, for some of the highlights of topics and guests and things that will be covered on Wargaming Recon over the course of this 2016 podcast season. The show is broken up into yearly seasons where at the start, I kind of lay out what's going to happen over the year. Then we have all sorts of cool stuff that happens. And then we wind down and I take a break. And then the year ends and then the new season begins. And I have all of that on the website. But don't worry, you don't need to remember. And if you're a longtime listener, you know what I'm going to say. Just check out the show notes. I know that a lot of you like to listen while you're painting or maybe you're going to or from work or you're at the gym. You're somewhere where you can't be at a computer thinking, oh, I need to remember this name or need to remember that web address. It's all in the show notes. I try to make it really easy for you because, like you, I listen to podcasts. I know what it's like to be out on a walk, listening to a podcast and thinking, wow, that's really cool, but how am I going to remember? Show notes. You can get to them by going to wargamingrecon.com/WR150. That's wargamingrecon.com/WR150. Really easy. You go there. It'll have links to all the stuff I talk about. And have just all sorts of information. And plus, by going there, you can then get access to all of the information from the other episodes. This is episode 150. We've done over 150 episodes. Some have been like partial half episodes or I've done recasts, which are where I've taken like a best of kind of episode and added extra content to the beginning. There's all sorts of that kind of stuff. Get to it at the show notes that you can just go and connect into everything. I really do try to make it super easy because I know how frustrating it can be. You're on a website and you're like, how the heck do I find what I want? Or you're listening to that podcast and they just mentioned this really cool product that's coming out, this game, and I want to check it out and maybe buy it if I can. And I can't remember it. And I don't remember where I heard it in the episode. Was it in the beginning? Was it at the end? I don't understand. Show notes, super easy. Or at least I think it can be really easy. So as I said, this episode, I am going to just kind of dive in. I'm going to talk about some of the things that are going to be happening this year on the show. Wargaming Recon has a lot of cool stuff planned here. And last year was really exciting. The 2015 season was super exciting for a variety of reasons, mostly because, as if you're a longtime listener, you know, I became a father in 2015. My daughter was born in February and she's going to be turning one before I know it. So it was really exciting to be able to announce that with all of you and kind of begin my journey as a Wargamer dad with all of you. And that's a whole area that I'm going to continue in 2016. And as long as the show goes on, I will kind of inject it here and there. It's not going to change the flavor of the show. It's not going to change what the purpose is. The purpose of the show is to talk about historical and New England gaming, wargaming, tabletop gaming. It's not going to become, well, I'm a dad now, so let me talk about my kid all the time. Nobody, I repeat, nobody likes to hear that kind of stuff. I don't know about you, but I've been on the receiving end of people come up to you and say, oh, look, I have a new son, a new daughter, whatever, and here's my 5 billion photos I took of them. And you stand there, your eyes glaze and go, and you're thinking, the first 10 photos, cute kid, that's really nice, I'm so happy for you. The next 5 million photos, you're like, I just want to die. Someone free me, please. It would be the same thing if someone was like, so I just did this now, let me make my podcast all about this, whether or not you want to hear about it. Wargaming Recon's not about me. It's about what you want to hear. You, my friendly and faithful listeners, and as interested as you might be in my daughter, I know you know her as interested as I am. And so, alternately, I know that quite a few of you are also Wargamer moms, Wargamer dads. And I think it's a whole area that's important to tap into, not only because we have the shared journey here and it's great to help one another, but also because there's that hype, that buzz phrase that's out there about the graying of the hobby. In a way to combat the graying of the hobby would be to introduce it to our children and hope that they show an interest and encourage and nurture their interest in it. So I kind of view it as tackling two subjects as one at the same time. You have that whole Wargamer parent kind of thing, which I call Wargamer dad because I'm a dad. And then you have that whole graying of the hobby thing, which also, I mean, like, if you ever watch any of these live, you see my hair is getting whiter and whiter. I'm only in my mid-30s, but age comes upon all of us, right? So that's something that's going to be happening in 2016 and moving forward, and also something that, as I said, I was really excited about in 2015. Let me talk about some guests that I think you will be very excited to know will be on the show. These are confirmed guests, people who, and I've worked with them. Some of them maybe have been on, actually, I think all of them have been on the show before. No, I retract that. All but one of them have been on the show before, but they have all agreed to come on. We have dates scheduled for when they will come on and do a live recording so that, yes, you can watch live wargamingrecon.com/live. You can see it live, interact in the chat room, all that kind of cool stuff. And then those episodes will then be released. So these are guests who have said, yes, Jonathan, I want to come on Wargaming Recon. I want to chat with you and share whatever sort of information, knowledge, expertise, cool, whatever, with your listeners. So these people will be on. And the first person who is a definite who will be on is Henry Hyde. If you are unfamiliar with Henry, allow me a brief moment to explain who he is and why he's coming on. And if you are familiar, you already know what I'm going to say, but just be happy, I guess, that he's coming on because I'm excited and I'm happy. So Henry is an author. He's a Wargaming author. He wrote the Wargaming Compendium, which is an amazing wargaming book that provides a great introduction and overview to what wargaming is and potential resources. It is literally a tome. It's huge, nice, big, thick coffee table book with beautiful glossy photos, very well researched, very well written. He has such skill with a pen and a way with words that it's a joy to read anything he writes. So he wrote this. And he's also an editor of Miniature War Games with Battle Games magazine. And that is a great wargaming magazine. There's tons of them out there, right? And I've talked about so many of them that I do enjoy. I love Miniature War Games magazine. And Henry has done a fantastic job as editor. He also does the layout for it, which not everyone might realize. Layout is very, very important. And if you don't think it is, you should contact me, Jonathan@wargamingrecon.com, because I'm happy to show you some things that are poorly laid out and some things that are beautifully laid out. And I think you will spot a clear and significant difference. But if you don't want to go through all that trouble, look at Force on Force, a wonderful set of rules by Osprey Publishing. And you're thinking, layout, okay, so how bad can it be? They have things laid out in there, such as players need to flip through page after page after page after page to find the answer to something that's talked about several or even tens of pages beforehand. Not really well laid out. Something tells me that if someone like Henry Hyde, someone with his skill set, got their hands on that and was involved in the process, things would have been a little different. And it was surprising to me because Osprey Publishing, they've done really good work. And so I don't know what was going on there. It was a little wonky. Anyway, he's going to be coming on not to talk about the Wargaming Compendium, although I would love for him to. And actually, yeah, let me slide back. He's going to talk about a section of the Wargaming Compendium, not the book as a whole. But he's gonna also talk about some of his wargaming that he's done. He's ventured into different sizes and scales, and he's gonna talk about the magazine a little bit, of course. I know just what he's up to. What he's really going to speak about, at least I hope, is his wargames set of rules that he included in as like a chapter of the Wargaming Compendium. Rather, maybe it's an appendix. I'd have to double check. It's in the Wargaming Compendium, and it's called Shot, Steel, and Stone. He's going to talk about this because it's gotten a lot of interest amongst wargamers, and it's a really cool set of rules, one that I need to spend more time with, to be honest, to really look at, because my focus has been on Hail Caesar and on Black Powder. But I do need to spend more time on Henry's rules, just kind of absorbing them and becoming familiar with them. His rules are going to be published as a standalone book by Pen and Sword. And these are the publishers who put out the Wargaming Compendium, and they're the publishers who've done a lot of really cool military history books. If you look in the military history section of your local library, of your favorite bookstore, go on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and you check there, you're going to see a lot of Pen and Sword stuff there. And that's for a reason, because they are quality, okay? They create good products. They just do really well there. And of course, when I say they create, I mean, they're the ones publishing it. They're the ones okaying the book and so forth. And publishers do a lot of other stuff. But credit for actually writing all that stuff it has to belong to the authors and the illustrators and everyone who's involved in the project. But as soon as I knew that Henry was going to release this as a standalone and that Pen and Sword was going to publish it, I said, I wanted him on anyway because I want him on all the time. If Henry could come on every single episode, I would just say, Henry, come on every episode because that would be awesome. But this is going to be really exciting. And if you've listened to any of the previous times that Henry has been on the show, you'll know that I had once, or repeatedly rather, use a phrase that I was told by some people in the UK isn't necessarily used in a polite way, and it wasn't meant as a negative. But I said he's kind of like the Energizer Bunny. You just wind him up and let him go. Because Henry, you say, hello, Henry, and welcome to the show, and what would you like to talk about? And then 2 hours go by, or if we had the time, we could talk for 4 hours or 6 hours, or I'm sure we could cover 8 hours just chatting. And I was told wind them up means like to irritate and aggravate and incite, not what my intention ever was. But when Henry comes on the show, I don't really have to plan for much of anything. I can just say he's going to be on the show, and then I don't plan out all these questions or everything. I just figure he's going to come on the show, he's going to talk, and I'm going to allow Henry to dictate the way that the show goes. And it's worked wonderfully every single time he's been on. No reason to doubt that I didn't want this time, but I do know that I'm really hoping that we do spend some time just kind of talking about the book and about what he's planning with his set of rules and just some of his other writing projects. I think it's going to be pretty exciting. Another guest that will be on is going to be Mike Payne. That's a name you may not be completely familiar with. If you listened to the show before, you will probably have some faint memory of the name, because I've mentioned him before. He's a game master who runs games at a lot of conventions, tabletop conventions in New England. I think he's even gone down to New York and run some there. These are my words. And Mike, if you're listening, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I had previously called him a superstar GM until he asked me not to, so I don't use that. But he's notable, I will say, for two things. His Hankai pulp gaming setup. It's huge. It's homebrewed. He's created the rules. He scratch builds most of everything you see on the table, including, I think, most of the terrain, all the terrain, I believe. And also, he very distinctly makes it known that his games are for an audience of kids and people who can play well with kids, because not every adult can play well with a kid. But he wants to combat the draining of the hobby. He wants to bring in new blood and interest kids in wargaming. He's done a fantastic job. Just in the few years that I've grown to know him, and I am thankful that I do, I'm excited to be able to share what he's done with Hankai, because this is really cool pulp gaming. Not something I would normally talk about here on the show, but between the two topics, I think there's a lot that we're going to be able to do. I believe we're going to be doing that via telephone, which will be kind of cool, give it a retro feel for things, and just get to talk about stuff. And as I said, he appears at a lot of tabletop conventions here in New England. I'll be seeing him, I think, at all the conventions I will be going to, I think. So we're going to be talking about all of that. Mike is just, he's an amazing guy, very skilled with his hands, very easygoing, and very knowledgeable. I think we're all going to learn quite a bit when he comes on the show, and when he talks about Hankai, of course, based, I'd feel pretty safe in saying, based on, influenced by Shanghai, and just all those kind of pulp era games. So you get to do all sorts of really cool and fun things in his games. They change up a little bit depending on what name he gives and what he wants to try. He might alter rules from every time you play with them just slightly, but generally it's an open world and you can try to do just about anything that you want to do. Emphasis on try. Sometimes cool things happen, sometimes bad things happen. You never know, but you can try. And I tell you, his games are always maxed out. If there's pre-reg, they're always sold out, and everyone has a lot of fun. Every single time I've played in his game or walked by and seen people playing it, everyone's loving it. If you ever go to a convention and you see that he's a GM, sign up for his game, no matter what it is. You won't regret it. That's a promise I make. And I don't think I've made a whole lot of promises like that here on the show, but that's one I promise you, you will enjoy. He is just that good of a GM, that creative and inventive, and his games are amazing. So I can't wait for him to come on the show and to share all of this with all of you and for me to learn so much more, because I know I will learn just tons from him, and that we'll be able to share and join in that together. So that's pretty cool and exciting. And then the final confirmed guest that I have at this time is Adrian Benson. Adrian had been on the show last year. Yeah, in 2015, he was on twice. He came on, we talked about a naval rule set, and then he was also on to talk about Huzzah, which is why he'll be on again this year. He's a retired U.S. submariner, which is really cool, and honestly, we've never dived into that. Oh, pun intended. Yeah, that was awful. Dad joke, right? So we haven't really dived into his naval stories, but I bet there would be some cool ones to get on the show. He's going to be here to talk about Huzzah because, like me, he is an attendee. We're going to be going to Huzzah, just going to be covering it and chatting about the games that we played. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this a little bit later in the show. But one other thing I would like to note about Adrian is that he is a local wargamer to me and a buddy. So we get to game, and he is a huge help in helping to create and work together with me and our buddy Court to put on the games that we do put on when we do at local conventions. So if you've ever played in a Wargaming Recon event, it's because of work of people like Adrian. So kudos to him. And we can talk about all sorts of kind of cool stuff at Huzzah. Not just Huzzah, but maybe we'll dive into some of that kind of thing. I think people might enjoy it. And then I have a list of potential guests. And these are people who have said that they would like to be on the show. We're just kind of working out the final kinks and, you know, schedules and that kind of thing. So that's why I say potential, because I don't like to say anyone's definite until things are basically definite. And even with the ones that I mentioned above, right, the three that I just mentioned, they're confirmed. We have dates and everything. Stuff happens. Last minute things happen, so they'll be on, I hope. No, they will. But I just want to give that caveat because, like, Henry tried to come on in 2015 and we had technical difficulties that neither one of us could fix. And we're both pretty, I would say, intelligent and both pretty adept with technology. And for the life of it, we couldn't make it work, which is why he's coming on in 2016. But these people, they've said they want to come on. We don't have anything booked for scheduling. So that's why I'm saying that they are potential. Not potential as in, I haven't talked to them. I don't know. They may not even know who the heck I am. They know who I am. They know my name. A couple of them have been on before, and we're just working things out. That's all it is. But I want to mention them because I think it's exciting, and I think you'll be happy to know that I'm working to get them on the show. So the first is Neil Shook, a name that's probably familiar to a bunch of you, I think. He's the host of the Miniatures and Meeples and Miniatures podcast. I always say miniatures first, and I don't know why. Anyway, Meeples and Miniatures podcast, that is the longest running tabletop gaming podcast in the United Kingdom. He started around the same time that I did with Wargaming Recon, but he continued religiously the entire time through, whereas I took breaks throughout. And so that's why our episode numbers won't match, actually, if you look at things. We have a similar release schedule, I think. But for example, this is episode 150 for Wargaming Recon, and I think he's like way past episode 150, I think. But anyway, he's going to come on and we'll chat. He's been on the show before, but honestly, he never talked with me. He talked to previous co-hosts of mine. I was sick or things had come up or whatever. So I'm excited to have my first time talking to Neil because I've listened to him for a long time, and I would enjoy hearing what he has to say about all sorts of stuff. I think it'll be really cool and exciting. And then Alyssa Faden will be on. She is the head honcho of the Torn Armor Kickstarter. That's probably something you heard about a year or so ago. there was this project on Kickstarter that got funded, and then there's some controversy about it. She's going to talk a little bit about that, and we're also going to talk about her love of ancient Romans. She's getting into playing Hail Caesar. She's a cartographer. She's done stuff for Gygax Magazine. She's just really smart and interesting and exciting. And sadly, she will be one of the few women I've had on the show as a guest. I feel that women aren't represented enough in wargaming, and that's not why she's on. I'm not checking off a check mark. She's on because I really want to know what she has to say about stuff. I'm most interested in her ancient Roman knowledge, because we share that. I'm definitely a novice, such a novice, and she's not. But we both have this love of Hail Caesar and wanted to wargame and all that kind of stuff. So I think it'll be pretty exciting to kind of dive into that area and sate an appetite for that sort of content. And I think people like you will enjoy it, I think. So that'll be kind of cool. And then I'm hoping to have the Sutherlands on again, John and Diane. They are authors. They've done a lot of military history. John has done the Mega War Games. Oh, I think it's called Mega War Games, put out by people from War Games Illustrated, actually. And they're the former owners of the War Game Holidays Center in Crete. So they will talk about their latest projects and things that they're working on. He's done that. They're both authors. Diane might be best known to wargamers like you and I, not so much for her military history writings, but because of her articles, the Tales of a Wargame Widow. So that's going to be kind of cool to hear what she's working on with that. But also they're going to talk a little bit about what really happened with why they had to close down the Wargame Holidays Center in Crete. There's no controversy involved with that. When it had happened, they said they wanted to come on and they wanted to talk about it, and things, scheduling didn't work out at the time is what it was. And they're going to talk about it now for when they do come on. And that'll be interesting. It's a place I had never been able to go to, but one that someday I really had hope of being able to save up and to go and just experience it. And unfortunately not going to happen, but I don't know. I'm just speculating. There's always new things on the horizon, right? So it'll be very interesting to see what's going on with them and what they have to say. And in addition to these guests, there will be other guests over the course of the year. I'm going to be working to contact other individuals and see what I can work out and that sort of thing. I don't have names or specifics, which is why I'm not mentioning anyone, because it would just be, well, I hope to maybe perhaps kind of someday, if the stars are aligned in a blue moon, you get the idea. One thing I can tell you is there will be 3 conventions that I will attend in 2016. The first is coming really soon, and I'm super excited about it. I've been really super, super duper excited about everything this episode, haven't I? I am thrilled and enthused to be attending and covering Total Confusion. It's their 30th year. It takes place February 18th to the 21st, 2016 at the Holiday Inn in Mansfield, Massachusetts. This year, not running anything. In the past, have run things with Adrian and Court, not running anything this year. But if you may recall, I wasn't able to attend last year because the convention was like 2 weeks after the birth of my daughter, and that wasn't happening. Not even to just go for an hour. It wasn't possible. So didn't go in 2015. We'll be back in 2016 this year. Gonna be covering it, staying there. My wife and my daughter are coming for the Saturday. Just kind of introduce them and show them everything. And since I'm not running any official events, I'll be able to spend more time observing, playing, interacting, and getting better coverage is, that's my hope. And next year, maybe run something. Also I will be live recording. There's not an official event. I'm going to find, you know, a corner or something, so that I can do the recording. I suppose if I really wanted to ask, I might be able to sneak in an official event where I do a live recording, but I don't think that's going to happen, but that's okay. So it'll be unofficial. I'll find a corner. Even if I do it out of my room, I'm going to have the same room that I had before, which is great because it has a balcony and I'll be overlooking things. And so I can just record from there, and that should be pretty fun to go ahead and do that. They have tons of role-playing games and board games and tabletop gaming stuff. And it's just, I'm really excited to do it and to go. I should mention, Wargaming Recon is a sponsor of TotalCon, and I'm I'm just really excited to get back in and network with everyone. I've been in contact with a lot of the industry guests and the people who are organizing just throughout the year. And so being able to reconnect in person and see what's going on and participate in the fun should be a blast. I know things changed last year. They kind of altered some of the stuff. For example, they did away with the Sunday brunch buffet because it took up so much room and they used that for role-playing space, which made me kind of sad because that was a time and a thing that I did with some of the industry guests so that I got to just kind of hang out with them the Sunday before everyone left and kind of reconnect and talk about stuff and network, as it were. But that's okay. Things change, life moves on, and it's still going to be a great convention. If you're going to TotalCon, a couple of things. First of all, if you see me, say hi. I might not know that you're a listener of the show or that you enjoy what I do here. Say hi, come up, don't be shy, shake my hand, wave, whatever. I'd love to meet you. And I'll say this as in episodes as we get closer and closer to TotalCon, I'll say it on social media. I want to meet you, I want to see you, I want to know what's going on. I love chatting with you. Listener feedback and communicating with listeners is my favorite part of the show. So being able to do that in person is really cool. And I'd love to be able to meet people and see you in person. So wherever I am, what I'm doing, don't be shy. Just come up, say hi. It's okay. If I'm in a game, come say hi, make it quick. If I'm just walking or hanging out, come over. Maybe I'll have some games on me. We can play a pickup game or something. It should just be pretty cool. And then also I want to mention that if you are a Patreon backer, and I'm going to get into more of this a little bit later in the show when I talk about Patreon, but if you're a Patreon backer of Wargaming Recon and you want a t-shirt, go ahead and back at the t-shirt level, and then I can actually hand deliver your t-shirt to you at the convention if you're going instead of shipping it to you. So that's just, it's an option, but I will have information on Patreon about that, and so that you can let me know if you would prefer that instead of it getting shipped to you. And if you're not a Patreon backer, when I talk about this in the Patreon section of the show, maybe you'll consider becoming a backer. I want to say that to get a t-shirt, I think it's actually reasonable for a price for my Patreon backers, which is actually the only way that you can get one of the show's t-shirts right now. It costs $22, and that supports the show for an entire month. So you could choose to be a backer, support for the $22, get your t-shirt. And that's for whatever size. It's only for people who live in the United States. And then you could choose to cancel your support if you wanted or needed, if you just were in it for the t-shirt. Or you could then choose to downgrade your level of support to a different reward level. And I'll talk about the rewards later. But like I said, if you're going to TotalCon, you want to get this information to me sooner rather than later, because it takes like a week to 10 business days for the t-shirts to actually get sent to me. I have them made to order. So it's, don't wait to the last minute is my point. Cause I will have t-shirts with me at TotalCon, but not very many size options. So if you're a Patreon backer and you have a specific size or whatever and you want to pick it up at TotalCon and you wait to the last minute, you'll have to wait and see what I have. And then if I don't have your size and everything, I'll have one custom made and then shipped to you. So just what I want to say about that, and I'll remind you in episodes as we get closer to TotalCon, I'll remind people on social media and of course in Patreon. But like I said, if you want a t-shirt, right now the only way to get a t-shirt for Wargaming Recon is by supporting Wargaming Recon on Patreon. So that's TotalCon. And then in April, I will be attending Havoc, which is probably the longest running historical wargaming convention in New England. It's going to be taking place April 1st through the 3rd in Shrewsbury, Mass. I will be there just for the Saturday. That's April 2nd. This is their 32nd year running. 32 years. Can you believe that? It's almost as old as I am. 32 years. That's pretty amazing. So I'll be there. I'll be covering the convention. It's a great way to go and shop and play some games and check out what's going on. It's not held in a hotel, so it's not as easy to just kind of go and stay. There are hotels nearby. You can go and you can stay, and then you can just drive down to it. But it's not like, say, TotalCon or the third convention I'm going to mention that are in hotels, so you just get a room in the hotel and you're there and everything's fine. This is a little different, and part of that is partly the reason why when I go, I only go for the one day, and I go and spend half a dozen hours maybe in the afternoon and check out what's going on and see stuff and say hi to people and that sort of thing and then talk about it. So I will be covering Havoc for that. And then in May the 13th, through the 15th in Portland, Maine, will be Huzzah. Huzzah is one of my favorite historical working union conventions just around. They are fantastic. They do tons of amazing stuff there that's put on by the MHWA, the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They sponsor Wargaming Recon. They put on Huzzah and they do all sorts of other cool stuff. I will be there. I'll be doing a live recording. I'll be covering the convention. I'll be playing games. My wife and my daughter will be with me. We'll be checking out Portland and doing all sorts of cool stuff. It'll be my second year of doing a live recording there. As I mentioned previously, earlier in the show, Adrian will be there. He's my buddy and he's going to be a guest. We'll be talking about the games that we played and the cool stuff that was there. It's kind of providing an after action report, really, of what happened at Huzzah. And it's kind of weird to be talking about a future event in the past tense, but that's what it is. So we'll be there. We'll have one of the rooms that they'll have available. We'll just have that booked and I'll have information closer. I mean, May's like 6 months away, right? But we'll have that all taken care of and then have that information made available to you. And it's going to be a blast. I love Huzzah. Huzzah is really cool. A lot of smart people doing a lot of smart things with a lot of fun games and everything. So it's a great way to get into some really cool historical stuff that you may not have played otherwise for a variety of reasons. And that's going to be a blast to cover. And those are all the conventions I'll be attending this year that I know of. There might be some one-day conventions or smaller stuff that maybe later on I might be able to attend or cover. But those are the conventions. The rest of the year will be filled with cool show topics or games I want to review, things that appear. Some of the best stuff just kind of happens throughout the course of the year. Like that episode I did last year on the miniature wargaming movie, which was really cool. We don't have things worked out at all, but at the time of recording that, the director Joseph Pittington and I had said it'd be cool for him to come back on, so I'm hoping he will come on this year sometime and work it out, because the documentary should be done later in 2016, I believe, so we can kind of talk about things and the process and how things really went about. So that's something else cool that you can expect. And the guests I mentioned, the confirmed guests, the potential guests, if you have any suggestions or topics or people that you'd like to come on the show, please let me know. I love getting your feedback and listener mail. You can email me, jonathan@wargamingrecon.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Links are in the show notes. So you can get all that. If you're on Patreon and you support me on Patreon, you can just send me a message to that. It's super easy. So there's all those different ways that you can do it. And tell me who you'd like to have on the show, who you really want to hear. And if you happen to have contact information or know how I could reach them, even better. But if not, the name's great, or and why actually you would like them on, or why you would like that topic to be covered, is it's pretty helpful. Speaking of listener mail, ding, 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 we are moving into mailbag, which is one of my favorite sections of the show. Mailbag is where I get to read comments and feedback and questions from listeners like you and just talk about them a little bit. So the first bit of listener mail, so to speak, not really mail because it wasn't physical mail to me nor email, but from the web, from Jack Sarge's Wargames Ramblings blog, there will be a link in the show notes. He says, quote, "Jonathan is very enthusiastic about his subject. I especially enjoy it when he has Henry Hyde on the show," unquote. Well, thank you, first of all, for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I like your blog, by the way. When I saw that you had commented about the show, I went in and I read a bunch of your blog posts, so they're pretty cool. There will be a link on the show notes to your stuff, and I hope people check you out, because I think they'll be pleased. You have a great combination of text and pictures and projects that you work on and all sorts of cool stuff. Like you, I am someone who thoroughly enjoys it when Henry Hyde is on the show. So I think you're going to be in for a treat for his appearance, which is going to be coming sooner than you might think. And I hope you will tune into that and that you will just be as enthralled as I am sure to be with what he has to say. I don't know what he has to say, but I just know it's going to be intriguing, because it always is, right? It's always interesting. And Henry's a great guest, and I've said that, but it's true. And thank you for saying how enthusiastic I am. Something that pops up a lot from people when they refer to me, there's three things. I'm referred or described as unfailingly polite. That comes up all the time in my work. I'm also described as enthusiastic and energetic. And sometimes one of those are swapped out for youthful. I guess I'm all those things. I will take your word for it. And I hope that people would see these as positive things and reasons to listen to the show, because I mean, I don't know about you, but sometimes enthusiasm can be annoying. That I don't know if everyone agrees with me on that, but sometimes I think it can be. So I actually try to tone down my enthusiasm in my excitement more often than not, because I don't have anyone or anything on the show that I don't like, or I don't support or am not willing to stand behind. You have to be something that I believe in, someone I believe in, to make it on the show. And I don't want to talk about negative things. So anything that's on the show makes me happy. It gets me excited. But I also don't want to have a goofy grin on my face the whole time I'm talking. I used to think that it was untrue when people said you could hear a smile in someone's voice. Just a little test for you. I'm going to say a statement twice. One time I will be smiling and one time I will not. And I challenge you to guess in which one I'm smiling and which one I'm not. Okay. So the statement I will say is Henry Hyde is wonderful. Okay. Henry Hyde is wonderful. Henry Hyde is wonderful. Can you spot the difference? If you can, let me know. And then the next bit of listener mail for mailbag is from the Miniatures Man blog, which we'll have a link in the show notes. And they said, quote, "I was sold when I heard an interview with producer John Pittington on Wargaming Recon. He has got a vision for this 90-minute film that really grips me," unquote. So, of course, what's being referred to here is the episode about the miniature wargaming movie. And I want to begin by thanking you for your comments and for sharing them to the world on the internet, and also for backing that Kickstarter, because I totally believe in it. I mean, it's not my Kickstarter, and as I've commented, I believe it was successfully funded and things did really well and they hit 2 stretch goals, but it did really well and it was successfully funded because of people like the Miniatures Man blog, who not only did you support it, but then you went ahead and you talked about it, and then people who read your blog supported it, and I love that. I love how this community of wargamers just shares information and knowledge and then says, hey, that's cool. I want to try. Let me go and do X, Y, and Z. Let me support this Kickstarter because it's awesome. That's what I love. So that is really cool, and thank you. Just thank you for that. And I have no official relationship with the movie, but thank you on behalf of the movie because I really want to see it. I'm very interested to see the Perrys in there and to see what Henry Hyde has to say. I'm interested to see all sorts of stuff in there, but I want to see it. So thank you for helping to make it possible by pledging for it. And I pledge too. I'm going to receive a DVD plus digital download. And I think it's really cool. So, and I agree. I think the vision for the movie is awesome. And I think easily could be made into something longer than a 90-minute documentary. It could be split up into like a 4-part documentary. And I think there's a lot of content there. So I'm very excited about all of that. And well, that's the end of Mailbag. Thank you to everyone who got into Mailbag. And if you have comments, questions, feedback, suggestions, you can send it to me, jonathan@wargamingrecon.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and just all over the place. Send your comments, feedback, questions, and suggestions. And who knows, you might have them read on a section here in Mailbag. So that'd be pretty cool. I want to remind everyone that Wargaming Recon is sponsored by the MHWA, Maine Historical Wargamers Association, who put on Huzzah. The show literally could not exist without 2 things. Without the support of my patrons, who I'll talk about in a minute, and without the support of the kind folks at the MHWA. Their financial contributions make it possible for the show to continue. It's expensive to do all of this. When I first got into podcasting, I didn't realize that it cost what it costs. And that cost would go up. And that might seem stupid, but I just thought, oh, you just need the microphone and something to record into, and how hard and how expensive can it be? Turns out, after all these years of doing it, I've been doing it since 06, it's a lot harder and a lot more expensive than I thought it would be. So the financial support is very, very important to allow the show to not only continue, but to continue at the level of quality that I feel you all deserve. No one wants to listen to something that's a piece of crap. Let's be honest. No matter how enthusiastic and exciting I was, and no matter how great my guests were, if it was painful to listen to the show you wouldn't want to listen, and I wouldn't blame you. So it's important to be able to have that good quality and to have that. It costs money. It costs money to get the things and the equipment and the services that make it possible to do that. So I am so appreciative to the MHWA for their support. As I said, huzzah, May 13th through the 16th, 2016. I'll be doing a live recording at an event. Adrian, my buddy, will be a co-host and slash guest, and we'll talk about that. And it's amazing. I want to remind all of you about the live page because I do record this live. Another cool way to interact with me is by watching live. And then on the live page, we have that chat room. You can use that chat room. I see people in the chat and you can ask questions and comments and all sorts of stuff. And then I can deal with it live. So that way you actually get to be part of the episode. How cool is that, right? So that only happens live. And the live page also works on mobile devices. You don't have to worry about that. WarGamingRecon.com/live. And then, as I said, the other half of the way that the show is able to exist is through the kind and generous financial support of my patrons. These people support Wargaming Recon and me on Patreon, which is a great way for you to support people who create things that you love and that you like. So if you feel that Wargaming Recon has added something to your life, has been entertaining, has been fun, informative, that it's helped you pass, you know, an hour of painting time or commute time or whatever, maybe you'll consider supporting me on Patreon. It costs as little as a dollar per month, and that gets you in and gets you access to episodes before everyone else, gets you access to behind-the-scenes content, and then you can choose higher levels of support that give you different rewards. For example, one level of reward, and actually that level and above, has this cool thing where I thank you by name in every episode of the show where you support at, you know, that level. So for example, Dave and the War Games at Battleshades Facebook group is a supporter. I want to thank them so much for their kind of support. They've been supportive for so long, even before they supported on Patreon, supported many endeavors. I am just truly grateful for all that kind of support. I also want to thank Patrick and Chris P for their kind and generous support. Really, it would be impossible, just completely impossible for me to do the show without this kind and generous support. People like Chris P and Patrick, thank you. Just thank you. Yeah, nothing else I can say will mean more than thank you, because without you, I don't know if Wargaming Recon would exist. I really don't, because money's tight and the show must go on, right? But it's hard. So as I said, all supporters on Patreon get access to Wargaming Recon episodes before everyone else. I usually release it a day before. So the show comes out Monday for everyone in the wide world. And then if you're a backer, Patreon backer, you get it usually on the Sunday before. Sometimes earlier. You also get behind the scenes content. It might be video, that I've done exclusive for patrons. It might be, me sharing the creative process about stuff or audio that didn't make it into the episode. Just all sorts of different things, photos or whatever. And then I have all these different levels. So you can do higher levels of support if you want. So for example, for $5 a month, you can get the bumper sticker level where every month that you support at that level, I send you a bumper sticker. It's a Wargaming Recon bumper sticker. You put it on your car, you put it on a window, you put it wherever the heck you want. You get the bumper sticker. I mail it to you. $7 or more a month, I thank you by name. So you get that, and everyone who listens to the show hears me thank you by name. Hears me say thank you, Patrick. Hears me say thank you, Crispy. Hears me say thank you, Dave, and the beautiful people at Battleshades. For $9 or more a month, you get a postcard sent to you. Every single month, a personalized postcard. Wargaming Recon, and on the back, I handwrite message to you and talk about stuff. This is my favorite reward. I think people should get more physical mail. That's not junk. That's not bills. That's cool. We don't write letters anymore, right? I don't, and I'm sure you don't either, but this is a cool thing to do. So I write out a cool message and communicate that way, and I send it. This is global. All these are global except for the t-shirt. Off it goes. You also get thanked by name. So that's a cool thing. 15 or more a month, you get a measuring tape every single month. You will get a measuring tape mailed to you. It's Wargaming Recon. It's cool, great size. Keep it in your pocket, in your gaming bag, whatever. Every single month. And then, or $22 is the t-shirt level. That's only for U.S. mailing addresses. You get a physical t-shirt mailed to you. Wargaming Recon. It's white, nice, super soft t-shirt. Logo on it. It's pretty cool. I like it, not just because it says Wargaming Recon, but I think it's a nice shirt. So those are the rewards. And as I said, if you go into TotalCon, and I'm talking about this now just because TotalCon's coming up soon, but if you go into TotalCon and you want a Wargaming Recon t-shirt, please support on Patreon at the $22 level, and I can then have the t-shirt with me to give to you at TotalCon. Do it sooner rather than later, because if you wait too long, wait to the last minute, so right before the convention, and you do that and you say you want to pick it up at the convention, I can't guarantee that I'll have your size then. I have some physically with me. These are made to order, but I do have some like leftover stock with me, and I can bring them with me, and I will. And if your sizes are great, if not, I'll then have one custom made to your size and then have that shipped to you, but you won't have it at the convention if you wait until the last minute. So don't wait. Like, as soon as you hear this, if you want the t-shirt and go, oh, I want the t-shirt, it's pretty cool, go on to Patreon, wargamingrecon.com/Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Choose the t-shirt level, which is 22 a month. Support. Communicate with me. So you're going to pick it up at the con. I get it done. Bring it with me. Bring it there. You get the t-shirt. All set. Everything's good as gold. So just want to mention that. Just in case, because I know some people like to pick up things in person. I've already mailed out all the rewards for January to existing backers. If you're a new backer and you choose a level with a physical reward, whether it's a bumper sticker, it's measuring tape, it's a t-shirt, it's a postcard, I will get that done as soon as you sign up and everything, and I see that you signed up, and I'll get that worked on and get that sent out. I try to get these sent out earlier in the month rather than later in the month, but I do try to get it done pretty quickly. So that's just something to consider. And as I said, you can get intro level tip jar, is what I call a tip jar level, $1 a month, wargamingrecon.com/Patreon. And that'll get you behind the scenes content, plus you'll get episodes before everyone else, which is kind of cool. So that's all I have this time. I do want to remind you of our episode guide. You can get into that, and that'll list all the episodes, when they will be coming out for the year. It has topics, guests, and other information that might be useful for you to just kind of plan what ones maybe you want to listen to and watch live. And then the next episode comes out February 1st, and this one has Henry Hyde as a guest. So I'm very excited about that. As I've said like 40 million times, right? In this episode, Henry Hyde will be a guest. He will be coming to you February 1st. That's when it releases. So you will be able to listen then. And the live recording will be beforehand. I'll, you know, announce that on social media. I'll say, hey, live recording, Henry Hyde. Click here to participate, to watch, and so forth. But February 1, that's when Henry's episode comes out. It's going to be good. I know it. So until then, thank you, as always, for taking this time to listen to Wargaming Recon, to spend this hour or so with me. I appreciate you inviting me into your lives and into your homes, into your ear canals here to listen to this. And no matter what you're doing in your life, no matter how busy you are, how much you're painting, how many shows you're listening to, you know that no matter what, you have to, you gotta, you need to keep on gaming. Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Cast, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon and all of the other podcasts that you know and love. Or you can always stream and download the latest episode of Wargaming Recon by heading on over to the show notes for that episode.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner Network at trollitc.com and give Indie Talks a listen.
Are you a wargamer and want to know what to do when you're an Australian wargamer? Then you need to tune into the Hobby Desk for Australian wargamers. This is a member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network, and we're here to give you the best possible things that Australian wargamers can give to you, the listeners. And I hope you enjoy what we do, because guess what? It's coming more and more often and more awesome for you who listen to the Hobby Desk on the Troll in the Corner podcast network.
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.
Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. Visit www.trollitc.com for more information. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Stitcher Radio. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 13th to the 15th, 2016, at the Doubletree Inn in Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming in New England at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.